All right, today we are back for the QB Room. This is episode two. We are joined today by Becky Pleat, the owner of Protein Powerball. Becky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very excited. You know, one of the things with QB Velocity is we try to do everything we can to help out our athletes, both on and off the field. And something that we've been talking about as a company lately is kind of wanting to get more into the nutrition side and kind of give good advice for our, you know, our athletes to have. And we've had some conversations with Becky and how her product is a perfect thing for our athletes.
Yeah, I'm excited to share more about Protein Powerball. So that's the company that my partner and I started. And just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I'm a pharmacist by training. So I went to school right in Boston and I was working as a pharmacist. And I was constantly looking for a healthy snack that I could bring with me either when I was traveling or, you know, I had a long day. And I wasn't sure when I was going to be able to get those meals in. And I have tried every single snack under the sun. Like, I would buy every protein bar out there. I'll try it all. But I could never really find one that I truly loved and wanted to eat day after day. So that's really where the inspiration came to come in and start making my own protein balls. And then before I knew it, I had friends asking about them. I had family asking for them. So I just kind of was like, maybe this is a problem that other people have too. And from there, it's really kind of taken off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And from there.
Great. So I'm so excited to be on here today to tell you a little bit more about Protein Powerball. Again, this is the company that my partner and I started. And really the basis for this company is making snacks from real ingredients that have awesome taste that you actually want to eat every day. And both of us have a background in pharmacy. You can go to the next slide.
Absolutely. One more. And just for all my athletes out there too, this is something that you should really listen up to. Because I've heard too many of you come to workouts and say that you've had McDonald's before a workout, or, you know, you got a kind of a crappy snack at a gas station. So this is something that you need to listen up to if that's you.
Yeah, definitely no gas station snacks before workouts. So that's awesome. I'm just going to actually move this box here. Okay, cool. So just giving you a little bit of background about the company and really our purpose and our mission behind this. So at Protein Powerball, we're making these bite-sized protein balls, and per ball, it's 3 grams of protein. And like Mike said, it's really something that you want to make sure that you're not grabbing those, like, just, I call them garbage snacks, honestly. It's processed things. But a lot of these things, unfortunately, are very close, right? You can just grab them when you're out on the go. But one of my favorite sayings is garbage in, garbage out. So I really realized probably throughout college, I would say, that the quality of food that you're eating really impacts your performance. And I mean, I wasn't playing football or anything like that, but I was trying to get more into, you know, like working out. I was doing CrossFit for a while. And that's when I started to realize that it was really the quality of food that I was eating that would determine how well I did and how well I performed during my workout, and then also the amount of recovery time in between. So really this is kind of the basis and the idea behind Protein Powerball, and myself and everybody else on our team here, which is like 3 other people, our goal is to create really these innovative snacks that are using clean, simple ingredients, and they're made to keep up with your lifestyle, not the other way around. And I feel like things change on a day-to-day, if not hour-by-hour basis. So snacks of the past and these things that have been around for a long time, you know, they can even sit on a shelf for year after year after year because they're filled with preservatives and things like that. Those are snacks that maybe could be utilized 5, 10 years ago. So now it was really time to upgrade what type of snacks and the quality of food that we're eating. So that's really what drives us here. And you go to the next slide. So this is an actual depiction of me in a grocery store. I'm pretty sure this has happened so many times, but if anyone has ever experienced this where you go into a grocery store and you're just trying to really find something quick that you can grab or stock up on snacks that you can have on hand for the week, you know, throw in your gym bag, there are endless options. So it's insane to me. I feel like, especially when you walk down the protein bar aisle, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but it's just like a wall of boxes and a wall of just different protein bars. They all kind of seem like they're saying the same thing. So it's like, how do you choose? Where do you even start? So really what happens though is these snacks, again, so many are just filled with artificial preservatives and things that really have no nutritional value. You can go to the next slide.
And that's a great point too. Like you said, the no nutritional value. I feel like everything in the protein power bowl has nutritional value. Like we were talking off air, every time I eat it, it's all good stuff that I'm putting into my body prior to workout or prior to coaching.
Exactly. So the bottom line here is there's too many choices, but not necessarily the right options. And we'll kind of go through that a little bit through the rest of the presentation on why there are good and bad options that you can choose from. So you can go to the next slide. So mainly here was what I was struggling with. So I was at this crossroads of, I knew the importance. So I was a pharmacist by training, meaning like all through school, you know, I had taken all kinds of like science, chemistry, biology courses. I knew the importance of eating healthy, but I was sort of at this crossroads where I was like, okay, I don't have the time to necessarily, you know, make these elaborate homemade meals all the time, or I didn't know what snacks I should have with me when I was on the go. But what I ended up finding was that the healthy snack selection that was out there is severely lacking. And so I'll kind of go through the different problems that I was facing. So the first one here, this is supposed to be, if you see all the way on the left-hand side, this is like a protein bar that's half unwrapped. But so this was for me a problem because it was a one-size-fits-all snack portion. This may not be a problem for you guys or anyone listening because a lot of guys finish a protein bar all at one time. But for me, sometimes, you know, if I was just in the car running errands, I wouldn't necessarily want a full 220-calorie bar at one time. So the problem would be I would take 2 bites of it, I'd throw it in my bag for later, or I'd find it in my car, you know, like a couple days later, and it's just like inedible at that point. So the one size fits all portion size thing, that was an issue for me. The next part was added sugar or preservatives. And this is huge. And I think this is something that I never really realized before until I started looking for healthy snacks to have with me all the time. But there's so many ways that sugar is kind of like sneakily hidden into these different protein bars. And like if you right now go to the store, pick up a protein bar, 99%, there's a 99% chance that when you look at the ingredients, one of the first ingredients in there will be brown rice syrup. So if you see brown rice syrup, this is it's so common. It's in any kind of healthy snack. This is essentially sugar. And so to have that as the first ingredient, you're kind of like, what am I doing? This is really, again, coming back to the no nutritional value and the whole garbage in, garbage out type of thing. Because of course, if you guys, I'm sure you've experienced, but if you eat a ton of candy or, you know, have something that's loaded with sugar, you're going to get an initial like spike in your energy. You'll be ready to go. But unfortunately, that doesn't last very long because what it does is it spikes your blood sugar and then you're going to have this really, really quick crash. So you're actually more tired and more drained than before you ate the sugary snack. So it's kind of like this vicious cycle. So all good reasons to just definitely avoid sugar or at least lower your sugar intake at all costs. And then the next, and to me, this was kind of the most important part. And this was the questionable taste that I was always coming across or encountering with any healthy snack that I found. So especially if I found a protein bar that I was like, oh, okay, ingredients are pretty good, not a lot of sugar, not a lot of preservatives, I would try it. And it took like everything in me not to spit it out. So the taste part is huge, especially for me too. My go-to snack, if I'm just usually like on the road or traveling or just like needing something, I will go directly for the peanut M&Ms. So my goal when I started making the protein balls was, how can I get these to taste as close to peanut M&Ms as possible? So the questionable taste thing, that was always a big barrier for me, I guess, when it came to finding healthy alternatives.
Yeah, it definitely is difficult finding a good tasting, you know, healthy, quick snack. And you also brought up a great point about nutrition labels and ingredients. So can you just kind of explain the right way to read the ingredient label? Because I feel like a lot of people don't know how to read that.
Yeah, and it's so important. for a lot of reasons. So you want to, I kind of have this rule of thumb now, and I didn't before, but as soon as I look at the ingredients, I want to make sure that I can recognize what these things are. If I have to Google it, or if it's more than like four syllables long, or if it's more than like 10 letters long, usually it's probably some type of like a lab made preservative that's added to the protein bar or the snack, either for freshness, for extended shelf life. So there's just so many things. My rule of thumb is if I see an ingredient and I Google it and I still don't understand what it is, just throw it away at that point. Don't even eat it. So usually the first thing that I do when I find a snack, I'll look on the back and I'll look at protein content, because that's always a consideration, you know, when protein helps you stay full, gives you long lasting energy throughout. So that's a big one. When you look at, the next thing I'll always look at is carbs. So carbs can be a little bit tricky. I know for girls, this might not be a problem for guys necessarily, but girls are always looking for that like low carb type of option. But the thing is, if your carbs are coming from, you know, a whole grain or some kind of great source like that, like a rolled oat, even like, you know, barley, wheat, anything like that, that's a whole grain nutrient, then carbs are not necessarily bad. And what you can do is look right under that and you'll see fiber content. And if it has a higher fiber content, I mean, anything that has 4 to 5 grams of fiber in it, that's huge, because fiber also plays a role in keeping you full. And it also lets you digest those carbs a little bit slower, so you're not going to get that huge spike in blood sugar that then you'll crash afterwards. So always take a look at that. And then right underneath there, still kind of in that same carbohydrate area, is looking at the added sugars. So I always look at the amount of added sugars. I try to keep, that's always something, you know, again, if they're putting brown rice syrup or if they're putting cane sugar, always look out for, you know, cane sugar, anything like refined white table sugar, kind of like I have pictured here. That goes back, no nutritional value at all. So take a look at those added sugars too. And then, like I said, with the ingredients, and I go right under there and I like to make sure that it's all things that I can recognize, first of all, nothing weird, nothing like crazy in there. And then, yeah, if you Google something and you don't know what it is, like I said, I would throw it out immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some great points you bring up.
Yeah. So this is, you might, okay, cool. I wasn't sure if there was a build in here. I'm just moving this box over. Okay, so this is kind of our lineup of snacks. We started, I think I mentioned here, with the first one is the one all the way to the left-hand side. So it's the dark chocolate peanut. This is the one that I was really, really on a mission to make it taste like peanut M&Ms, so I didn't feel like I was missing out on that flavor profile. But then really from there, I was just experimenting with a lot of different flavors that I loved and that were kind of comforting and satisfying. And that's how we came up with the entire flavor line here. But again, coming back to those convenient portion sizes, all of these packages are resealable. And like I said, maybe for you guys that are athletes, the thing that might be nice is in these bigger bags, there's 9 protein balls in there. So I'm sure at one time you could easily have, you know, 3, 4, 5, but at least that way you can kind of like seal it up, save it for later. Again, like after your workout, have that with a protein shake. So there's really so many ways at least you can reseal them, and then you're not wasting them for later on. And then we have all of our different icons along the bottom. So the first one is vegan, and we completely made this a plant-based line, and I can explain that a little bit more because that was specifically by design. So plant-based and vegan, if you're not sure, you're unfamiliar with that, that means there are no animal products in there. And I can talk about the importance of that a little bit more. But my main thing is by making it plant-based and using more plant-based protein instead of like, you know, you would see a whey protein, for example, I wanted to make sure that the taste and the flavor profile was still there. I didn't want it to taste like some kind of chalky, right, or, you know, inedible type of snack, because you won't eat it at that point. So that was huge. And something that I'll touch on, which this was all kind of learning for me, but since it's vegan and it's not made with a whey protein type base, that means it's also dairy free. And I didn't realize this was as impactful, but it was interesting to find out that almost 25% of people are actually lactose intolerant. So that means they're not able to digest any dairy, anything that contains lactose. So especially for athletes, whether you're, you know, having dairy, whey protein, like this is usually a staple, I would say, of your diet and a main way that you're supplementing protein. But the reality is you could be like, that could really be hurting your stomach. You know, people after they have protein shakes or even protein bars that are made with whey protein, they have like bloating, they have cramping. So that can all affect your performance as well. And then they are all soy free. And then, like I said, we're all plant-based too. And go to the next slide. Okay, cool. So now this is actually getting into the ingredients that we're using. So like I said, I'm a huge fan of simple ingredients and making sure that you can recognize everything there. Anything that I put in the protein balls is on purpose. It's by design. So you're never going to see any like weird stuff in there. But in the middle, so this is the actual protein ball. This is like it broken in half. And what I love about it is you can actually see like the oats, you can see like a piece of the oat in there or a chia seed or, you know, the peanuts. So I don't know. I like to actually be able to see the foods that I'm eating, and it's not just like a mystery what's included in there. So we have, I think I just mentioned that to you, 6 different flavors. So the base of them is really all the same. And so I can kind of go through that. Organic chia seeds we include in there. Chia seeds are also known as a superfood. So this is something that it's loaded with minerals, vitamins. It's a great source of iron. Chia seeds, what's kind of cool about them is they actually expand when they're in your stomach. So it keeps you full for longer, which is nice because then you're not starving, you know, midway through a workout or whatever. And then we also use gluten-free rolled oats. Again, a gluten-free, that's huge. A lot of people have a gluten sensitivity or they're allergic to gluten in general, so they can't have it. So having gluten-free rolled oats in there is good. And then they are a whole grain. So like I mentioned before about the carbohydrates, this is actually a really nutrient dense source of carbohydrates that you're getting because you still have the fiber in there. So again, those two, that combination there of chia seeds and the oats, it's very filling, very satisfying. And then we have either roasted peanuts, so like a peanut butter, or we have one flavor that's made with roasted sunflower seeds or like a sunflower seed butter. And that one is specifically for people that have like a peanut allergy, since some people don't handle peanuts as well. But peanuts are awesome, like again, for a rich source of protein. They're very satisfying. So that's why we put those in there. And the organic pea protein. So this is what I had mentioned before as our protein source. This is a plant-based protein. We use this pea protein instead of like a whey protein that you would see. And what I love about it and the reason why I was drawn to using this type of protein is this is so easy to digest. So you eat this. And I mean, Mike has, you know, even tried this before, but a lot of times these are designed to eat before you work out, after you work out. And it's great because you eat them, you instantly kind of feel that little energy boost, but it's not like sitting in your stomach, which is nice. And then the last main ingredient that's in all of them is organic dates. And organic dates, again, this is actually a really great source of, it's a natural sweetener. So it provides you with that nice sweetness, a little bit of natural added sugar, but it's not going to give you that crash. And every ingredient that's in these protein balls, it's low glycemic index. So basically what that means is it keeps your blood sugar nice and stable. So, you know, you won't have those high spikes and then a low crash right after. So your energy levels stay pretty sustained throughout. And then just going over here, like in terms of the texture, because I'm a huge texture person, really what we were going for is like a soft cookie dough texture. So when you bite into it, you know, it's not like you're chewing something for hours. I hate really like chewy protein snacks. I don't know why. It's just really weird. But some bars are like that. You're going to get balanced flavors. it's very satisfying. So even though they look small, so people look at them all the time and they're like, what do you mean? I only need, you know, two to three of these, but they're actually filling. So sure. That's what it's great about those. And never dry or chalky. I didn't want to create a product that you feel like you eat it and then you have to chug like a gallon of water after, because that's never fun. And then the huge thing is no aftertaste. So I didn't want any like funky aftertaste left over. I had here. So hopefully this is helpful for you guys. I'm so excited to be able to come on here and talk to you a little bit about my journey, how I started Protein Powerball, and I hope this was helpful. And you can always find us on, we're on Instagram, proteinpowerball.com, on Facebook, we have a TikTok, so whatever you use. And then I will also mention too, we're so excited to partner with Mike and QB Velocity. And if you use the code QB Velocity through our website, you'll get 30% off any purchase.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Becky. That was definitely some great info to have, and we're very excited to have this partnership, and make sure that you head to their Instagram and their website to find out more.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.